This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Wasn't me. You know what we should do tomorrow, Jamie? Let me run this by you, okay?
Yeah.
Let me do a little morning show meeting here on the air, if you don't mind, okay?
I'm here.
Shaggy, that song, kind of a one-hit wonder, wasn't he?
It was, yeah.
I saw yesterday on X. Now, again, you can tell me if I'm on to something or not.
Nope, you're not on to anything. Moving on.
Can I explain it at least before
fine.
You say no?
All right, fine.
They're doing a poll on there, and people are voting on their favorite one-hit wonders.
Okay.
And I thought maybe we compile like five or six hooks from that list and just go through it tomorrow.
What a fun idea.
On a Friday. You know, Friday.
Oh, my gosh. That'll be great.
There were some good songs on there.
Woo-hoo. Gingham style.
Maybe not. Oh, it's on the list.
It is?
Yeah, okay. That.
All right, yeah. So you want to compile it five is. Of them? And
although, I was reading. Hang on a second. We got plenty of time. We're here till 10.
Yeah, all right.
Look,
what?
The guy that does Gingham Style, they say, even though he's a one-hit wonder here, they say in Korea, he is still, to this day, huge. Everything he puts out goes to number one in Korea.
Well, didn't he have two songs? Like,
yeah, he had a guy.
Was it Bangs or something?
No. Oh, yeah.
Something like that?
I think so.
I don't know.
No. Yeah, she bangs. She bangs.
She bangs, yeah.
No,
that's Ricky.
Yeah, Ricky Martin.
Yeah.
Oh, he has one. She bangs, William Hung.
Yeah, I feel like he did have that.
She bangs. William Hung is not Psy. William Hung is the guy from
American
Idol.
Yeah, it's a different
guy. Oh, I thought it was the same.
Yeah.
Me too.
No.
Hey, I'm with
Psy.
You. Hey, don't act like he's stupid. I thought it was the same thing, dude.
Yeah, William Hung, man.
You're being stupid.
William Hung was the contestant on American Idol.
Oh, my God, who cares?
I read about the guy yesterday. He's still huge in Korea.
He is. He's really big.
Wait, what's the fun game we're going to do, Dom, tomorrow?
We are going to play the one-hit wonders, okay? Can we do that? Would you mind?
Yeah, send me the list. I'll grab it.
Yeah, you got to do the work. I'm not going to do it.
I'll grab them.
Yeah, if you'll grab them.
Okay.
Yeah, because I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
All right, hold up. Big announcement. You know, she's making a mistake here. Big mistake. You don't do your announcement that you're leaving the Today Show the day a massive hurricane is hitting.
I agree with that.
That is the dumbest move.
Yeah, it's
unless
bad.
They wanted to bury it in some way.
I think they just had planned this, and so they're going with what's on the schedule.
Well, you can always, change your plans.
So Hoda's leaving the Today Show. She's been there for how long? 7 years? 5 years? Something like that?
Five
years. And but she is staying with the network. So it's not like she got fired or something, but she's staying with the network. So my guess is she's going to take on some specials, maybe that.
Like do some one-offs or something.
Yeah, some of those.
I'm going to give you the real scoop on this, folks.
Okay. Right.
Here's the deal. She claims that she wants to spend more time with her family. That's why she's going to move on to do something else with the network. Not true. Everybody uses more time with the family whenever you hate your coworkers. That's what you do.
I think it's the Savannah. See, I love Hoda.
I
love Hoda and Jenna.
Mm-hmm.
I like them together. But that Savannah, she's just so perfect.
I'm with you,
Jamie. You know, she like wears like whatever the Ashley, what yep. Laura Ash, you know, like stupid flowery dresses yeah. and flats.
Someday, Hoda will write a book that's entitled Savannah Sucks. You wait and see. It is Savannah. She hates Savannah. But she can't go to work. Perfect. Let me tell you, if I hated Jamie, I'd walk in here and I'd say, folks, I'm calling it quits. I want to spend more time with Frog. I don't want to spend more time with Frog, okay? But I would say that. Yeah. I'd say it because I can't stand her, okay?
Well, I just feel like Hoda, and Jenna like are like chicks that have fun. And I feel like Savannah's just so mousy or something.
I'm with you.
Like you just want to like just.
Like she's uptight. She can't have any fun.
And yeah. And just like, oh, we don't say that. Oh my gosh.
Hashtag Savannah sucks. I think we started.
Oh, what are you doing? What is wrong with you today?
Well, there we go. The big announcement this point. But she's doing it all wrong. I know. Gotta change it up. You've been there for 5 years. Your name is Hoda. And you're gonna call it quits and you do it on the day of the most massive hurricane ever to hit the coast?
Boy, that hurt. I don't know if they're like hyping this hurricane or if it's really gonna be this deadly.
It's deadly.
You think?
They're saying unsurvivable conditions.
Yeah, I mean, I know. I'm seeing all the verbiage is yes. insanity. And they're saying like 20-foot storm surge, all this stuff. I mean,
they're warning people as far as Kentucky to watch out for alligators that could be washed up that way.
Oh, my God. Guess what? Guess what somebody said? Hoda's leaving because she's in the Diddy tapes.
Why do we see that?
That's better than my excuse.
I know it is. Right?
Oh, bitch. She's caught up in the Diddy world. She's been going to white parties. Yeah. She looks like
Freaky.
A freak off.
Yeah.
Yeah. With a name like Hoda, yeah. You're doing a freak off, aren't you?
Hoda my beer.
Yeah. Hoda this, Hoda that, right? Oh, boy.
God.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, you nailed it.
I told you guys.
You nailed it.
So Hoda has just announced that she's leaving the Today Show. And I told you guys, like, my favorite people on that show is Hoda and Jenna Bush. I just love their chemistry together. They're really cute together, and they seem to have a lot of fun. And then Savannah Guthrie, it's, you know, like, when girls hang out in threes, fives, or sevens, somebody always gets left out. It's just a thing.
Really?
Because, like, you click with like, one, especially threes. So you obviously always click better with one of them. And mm-hmm. So then the Savannahs of the world is like over here like, oh my God, why are you guys my friend?
Well, okay.
Yeah. And so.
So one feels left out.
Yeah, because Hoda and Jenna just click so well.
Okay.
And there's just no like penetrating that, right?
And you can tell that by watching.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And so, so then I was just watching Hoda say goodbye. And if you noticed, who wasn't crying?
Mm-hmm. The girl on the left.
Savannah.
Yeah. That's her.
Savannah. Yep. She did the fake wipey of my eye because she saw everybody else did, but everybody else had like 5 snot tissues.
They did.
You know, they're all.
And she wasn't even close to
her. Nope.
Even Al Roker was crying.
Yeah, but not who?
He's a sensitive dude.
Hashtag Savannah.
Sucks.
Sucks.
Yeah. Savannah sucks. Mm-hmm. You could see a little bit of a smile on her face, in fact, as Hoda's crying her eyes out. The lady on the right, whatever, she's crying her eyes out. Then the lady on the end, she's crying. Al Roker's crying. They're all crying except for one person, Savannah.
Yeah.
Savannah sucks.
Because I wear long dresses with flowers and flats. It's like I should be at a dog show. Showing my poodle.
I've never seen that show.
You've never seen the Today Show? Really?
No.
We have it on.
Well, I know, but I mean, I don't sit
like
here
sat
and watch
down and watch it.
Yeah, I've never even watched. I couldn't tell you what each person on that show
tell
does,
everybody,
except Al Roker.
What? Tell everybody what you watched 4 hours of yesterday.
The WNBA.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went He did WNBA, and then he went to the Weather Channel.
Yeah,
he
was streaming the Weather Channel.
No, other way around.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What?
I watched the WNBA before I went to bed.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, okay. The other way around. But I watched the Weather Channel in the afternoon. Then when the WNBA kicked off, I watched that last night.
You know what? I appreciate you for supporting the WNBA. I didn't know you were a big fan.
Well, it was either that or watch The Masked Singer and a Bachelorette, Golden Bachelorette or something
like
that. Oh,
come on,
that.
Joan, man.
You had Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Oh, duh.
I mean, come
now,
on.
I did watch the WNBA because, get this, okay. I put money down on Caitlin Clark to do well last night.
Oh, you
That's
did?
Why I watched.
Okay.
She's the white girl that they keep punching around on the floor.
Oh my!
No, it's true.
I'm not sure. Okay,
that's what they say. I don't know. I just watched the white girl that's on the floor that they keep pushing around. Yeah, I picked her to do pretty good last night.
What team does she play for?
Indiana.
Oh, Indiana. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Indiana something.
Fever.
Fever?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you
there you go.
You didn't even know?
I can't keep up. All I care about is her making baskets so I win money.
How much did you make?
$50.
You watched a whole game just to make $50?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Well, Jamie, I'm a guy that's struggling right now. Things are
paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah. $50. Hey, Spadell, you'd watch a whole game for $50, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
The WNBA?
If I thought I was going to win, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. We don't live in that bougie world you're in.
But you know what? I don't like how they're picking on the WNBA a lot. obviously, it's become really popular. Did you see, like, I forgot who did it. It was either Barstool or whatever. They're like, look at the women in the WNBA flirting with each other on the court.
Oh, really?
That really irritated me because I was like, why are you saying that?
It's another reason to watch.
Saw that story?
You got bets? See a little flirting going on?
Oh,
yeah, it's a great sport. You don't see that in the NFL.
Well, yeah, you do. When the guy has his hands in his butt.
The center, yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong about that.
Yeah, right?
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, no, I remember.
I'm a rule follower.
No, I remember. All right, let me explain here. There's a story this morning, and I kind of feel bad for this lady because
that's
we've
funny,
all done it.
Because I actually felt sorry for her, too, because it tells me that she might not have enough money.
Yeah.
You know, so that's why I felt sorry for her.
Well, the story goes on to say, well, first of all, let's do the story. The story is this lady, and hang on one second. This lady, she goes to Disney, and I guess she's done this before. She's got a couple of kids, and the kids are, it looks like they're like 8, 9 years old, or 6, 7 years old.
I would say
something
five
like
and
that.
Six, yeah.
And you get in free if you're under three. Three and under, right?
And how old were they, 5 and 6?
They look like it.
They don't say.
Oh, okay.
They just say they look older, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She tries to sneak them in saying they're 3 years old. Disney pops her and she gets arrested. But they say she gets arrested.
In front of the kids.
They say, here's the kids, by the way. Let me play you this real quick. God. That's all the audio that we have.
Aww.
This is the kids because mom got popped and she's in handcuffs right now.
Disneyland is not the happiest place on earth.
The kids are all traumatic.
Well, yeah, I mean, if your mom gets arrested at Disneyland,
I can't even imagine.
You can never go back.
The Mickey Mouse cops have.
Yeah, like you have PTSD for life.
Yeah.
Yeah. My God. Right,
so she tries to sneak the kids in, and they're over the age of three, but she's trying to pass them. The cops come in and say, look, lady, you've tried this before. We busted you. You got to stop. And she got confrontational, so they arrested her. They arrested her on the spot. Now, when I saw the story, I thought, who's not done this? We've all done this.
Well, or I can't believe she doesn't have little snitches for kids, because I think boarding was like three and under. And I remember my kid looking at the lady taking our ticket and he goes, I'm four.
Shut up. You're right. They'll bust you. I literally remember the last time we pulled this little trick was out at the Gaylord Hotel.
Ah.
Lisa and
way
I,
to say that.
We went out to the Gaylord.
To our advertiser.
I did. I went to the Gaylord. We went to the ice sculptures that they do out there every year, right?
And everything that they have out there, like every show, every little activity you can do, cookies with Santa and all, it gets expensive.
It does. It does. And
if
we
you
were
have
going,
like a big family.
We were going into they had a Cirque Soleil show, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I saw that one.
That's the one that we got from.
I said I was three and under.
Right. Frog was five and the limit was three, and we were able to pull it off. So
I think the worst thing that you guys have coming up, I mean, not even kidding, is trying to lie about their height on water slides, because it is devastating when they can't go on the big boy water slide.
It's hard to lie about that, though.
Well,
they
I know
have that little marker.
No, I understand, but you have to like kind of go, you know, like tell them to like kind of push up a little bit on their toes,
like on their
a little
toes
bit.
A little bit.
Yeah. And then you, or you like, you kind of like wave at the guy and it's like, oh yeah, yeah, he made it, and try to get him through.
Just,
I mean, it's a lot of work and you're sweating your balls off. You're like, my God, yeah, he's tall enough. And then when they like stand up and some of them are really rude.
Right.
Like they're literally a hair before they can go on it, you know? And I know it's for their own safety, but anyway, he's like this much, but there's some, you know, jerk teenagers like, sorry, they have to be right at the line. Oh, my God. Yeah. And then my kid's crying. Oh, why can't I go?
Full-blown meltdown.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, I'm sorry, buddy. We're never coming back here again.
That is traumatic, actually.
It's horrible. At Atlantis, there's so many water slides that you have to, you know, they measure you for. And again, I know it's for their safety, but literally missed it by this much.
Yeah.
And then the next year, I took him and his buddy. I took them both to Atlantis, and his buddy's short, like Carson Short.
Yeah. Oh, why you gotta say that, man?
Well, I just know that this probably is bringing back some bad memories where all your buddies got to get on the water slide, you know, like when they're in college and you didn't.
Yeah. It happens. Vertically challenged. I've come to accept it.
It just seems mean.
But that one is so easy to bust, though. I mean, you either reach the limit or you
don't. No, but I know, but think about in college, you can't go on the water slide.
No, I get it.
You don't want to be that guy.
I get what you're saying
there.
With
the buddies, and they're all like, here, hold our stuff.
Hey, hold my beer.
Can you carry this down for me?
I would say that it's safe to say there's not a parent out there that's not used this age thing to their advantage at some point.
The other ones that you're going to run into is when they have to start taking off their shoes. That's a bad day, I guess, at the airport for screening.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Why?
Because now they have to take off their shoes. They're kids.
You got
to
wrangle them.
Yeah, you got to find the shoes, the whole thing. And then the other one is when they can order off the kids' menu, but they don't like anything and they want to eat off the adult menu. And you're like, it's $2.99 for a quesadilla.
And they only have one spoonful of whatever they get.
Yeah, and they're like, I want to eat off the adult menu. No! Totally annoying.
Just not worth it.
It's really not. It's not. You're a smart man, Chanel.
Way overrated, man. Way overrated.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.